Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Time Critics podcast. I'm one third of Small Time Critics. My name's Mo.
Kem.
Mohamed Hashi.
Yeah. Guys, we're going
to
do
You don't need to stop touching the mics, man.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, man.
We're still learning. A year into this, we're still learning.
You're killing, killing the listener.
Yeah. my bad. Hey guys.
This guy's a pro, though. It's true.
Really quickly, emergency Harry Potter episode, yeah? I'm going to let Hashi take over because I don't know what's happening. I'll be real.
Okay.
So Hashi, please.
Listen, we've got Dan, the filthy fella, the Harry Potter expert, the resident Harry Potter expert. You know, this brother knows more about Harry Potter than anyone else in this
country. Boxing enthusiast.
Of course, boxer, all that stuff.
Right, you know what? I've written two books, you know?
You've written two Harry Potter books? Like fan fiction kind of thing?
No, yeah, just like two continuations, because I wasn't ready for it to finish.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Like, for real?
Bro, I've got two.
Like manuscripts?
Do you know what, yeah?
I got one that is real world, London. And I got one that is Harry Potter and the Hidden Horcrux.
Dan might be actually Harry Potter number one fan.
But the best one is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Wandsworth.
You said Wandsworth?
Yeah.
Did you say Wandsworth? You just said Wandsworth. Okay. All right.
You know, there's like a double entendre there. Wand and all of that. Yeah. So I like that. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Bro, you need to talk about that one on HC with Chucky maybe. But yeah. The reason why I want to quickly chat to you is Harry Potter, they're going to do a TV series. HBO and Warner Brothers are going to do it. It's going to be, they want to do 10 seasons. And I'm thinking, personally myself, I'm thinking, I love the movies, love the books. How can they do like a TV show? We've already seen everything, you know what I'm saying? We've seen as much as you can.
We've seen nothing.
This is what I was thinking. But then Dan is going to say something mad like that. And that's what I want to talk.
There is so much in these books that I've forgotten, by the way. But there is so much in the books that I remember leaving the cinema and being like, why didn't they have these parts in it that were in the book? Like, these are the parts that I thought would be in there. Mm. But obviously, there's so much detail to these books. You've seen the size of them.
Yeah.
Like, that they obviously can't cram it into a film.
Mm.
Hence why they even had to turn the last book into two films. Like, it's just too much happening.
Yeah.
Like, for them to cinematically be able to make this, like, fit into a 3-hour film.
So it makes sense for them to be doing a TV show. But there's 10 seasons though.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's more than...
Is there any news on, like, is it just Harry Potter's time at Hogwarts? Or are we going before
they're
after?
They're starting the whole book again.
So it's not continuation?
It's not continuation. It's starting
rebooting.
Yeah, Philosopher's Stone. Reboot.
Is it before Philosopher's Stone?
No.
Or is it Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
His life.
Right from the beginning.
There's so much detail. They could do more than 10 seasons.
Swear to God, bro, I'm actually shocked by that. I'm thinking,
there's a lot.
I'm thinking maybe 5 seasons at best.
Yeah, imagine what I did on that clip was manage to cram 7 books into 3 minutes, yeah? But I left out everything, basically, in order to do it.
Yeah.
They've managed to cram 7 books into 8 films, and even them, they will feel like... Mm, they struggled to compress it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like trying to fit a whole podcast in a 15-second reel. You can't, man. You can't. It's just too, there's too much.
So this show happens, you're all in.
I expect to be contacted.
By the way, that's funny you say that. Like, by the way, I don't know if you've heard, like, Warner Brothers, they're doing a competition with professional screenwriters where they've kind of just said, give us your kind of like your pitch. And they're on their final 3 right now. And they're going to release the person that's going to do it and run the show in June, I think. And I was thinking, they should have called Dan. You know what I mean? This brother knows.
Consultant, I think
this is going to have to bring me in at some point just to make this land properly, because obviously JK done a great job, but we had very little ethnic representation in the films.
Bro.
Yeah, we
Talk
had Dean
that.
Thomas, big him up.
Yeah.
We had obviously... Well, we only had Dean Thomas, you know. I think that was the only one in there, you know.
Yeah.
To be fair, I can't even remember any people. Well, besides,
and he didn't
besides the Asian chick, the Asian girl. I can't remember any of them.
Yeah, what's her name?
Well, Harry's piece.
But he had bad things that he never really... Listen, let's be honest. Like, obviously, there's a lot being made of Harry Potter right now. Failed wonder kid. I'm not saying he's a failed wonder kid. Harry Potter is not a failed wonder kid. The man was almost... He had an attempted murder on him because of fear of what he may become. That's and he still became it.
Yeah.
That's not a failed wonder kid. Did he have help? Is he a system player? That's that's something we're going to have to look at.
Yeah.
Without Ron and Hermione. Like,
a bit of DDA, bro. A bit of dialogue difficulty.
Even if you just, you know, swap the roles, like Ron really helped Harry. I know people rub out Ron, but he gave Harry a home, man.
No, he did.
Yeah, like, he gave, like, they took him in as one of their own. He was mad brave. He actually fell off the horse in the Philosopher's Stone to tell them, carry on without me.
Yeah.
Like he led them to the Philosopher's Stone for his bravery.
Yeah.
If Ron was the chosen one, possibly this is over within three films. Voldemort don't make it all them years. Ron's too on it.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Ron's just on
smoke.
Ron's
a madman, bro.
You saw when he got the bus down.
Yeah.
He was moving crazy with it. Like no one chat to me.
Yeah.
Like he was moving insane. They had to send him away.
Mm. Mm. The thing is, for me, is obviously with the sort of 10 season that they're trying to put forward. Would it make, I guess it's for new people into the Harry Potter world, but would it make sense for like traditional Harry Potter fans to sort of go again, as you said, missing stuff out? Would they have to add to what they missed out, I mean, to what they've already put out, or sort of
They would probably add, but there's so many different worlds. So like for everyone, Azkaban is the only jail. There is different jails, bad jails out there.
Yeah,
There is a lot to cover, and everyone has.
Is Azkaban even the worst one?
There's another one. There's a major bad jail.
Yeah.
But Azkaban's like a high security jail because obviously there's Death Eaters all over the gaff. Yeah. But they're still breaking out every now and then.
Yeah.
But like they could even have a spin-off. One episode could just be based on how many times Hagrid goes jail. No one talks about that. Hagrid's been in jail bare times.
Catches bird, yeah.
He's always getting nicked. But like, no one's seeing it like that. Every time he's getting taken away.
So this is my next question. What character do you think they should like do like a 3-episode arc maybe? Or like a season arc?
Neville Longbottom.
You don't really see Neville. You only see Neville pull out the big thing.
Remember, he's a major... you know this How prophecy? Come? It could have been him. So the prophecy that says a child that is born, that this child will grow up to be the one that diminishes... The Voldemort, basically, that's why Voldemort went on his killing spree. He was trying to wig off everyone. That's why he killed Harry's parents and he killed Neville's.
Yeah.
Because it was one or the other. They thought Neville Longbottom could have been the chosen one.
I didn't even know that, you know?
He tried to kill both.
Do you know what, before you lot said this, I was like, all right, cool. I ain't excited for this. But after Dan talking about
if they go after Neville, Neville's... Because you know Neville's like... Obviously, he's been through trauma. Mm. And like he's a little bit like timid because of it.
Yeah.
But he still kills the snake at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The final Horcrux. He was... They made him seem a bit meaty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they had to focus it on Harry Potter. And Harry Potter, of course, he's the star boy.
Yeah.
He's
the
skipper. But Neville is a part of this story that is a forgotten man.
Hey, listen, bro. I hear the calls for failed wonder kid because you're talking about Neville. You're talking about Ron. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Harry should have got this done quicker, man.
What would Neville be?
In a good team.
What would Neville be? Is he a failed wonder kid? What would he be?
No, I mean, it turns out that Harry was in fact the boy who lived and like was the kid who was the prophecy was about.
I know who Neville.
So he wasn't even a wonder kid. It's like we
Neville's he's Ravel Morrison.
Now Ravel Morrison was a wonder kid,
he did something actually. He did.
You know what? I would say he is like a.
Pogba.
Nah, because Pogba went outside. Yeah. Neville ended well.
Yeah.
Yes, the boy that came.
Diego Forlan.
Yes.
You know, like someone who, like, eventually, like.
Jose Cruz.
There you go.
Jose Cruz. Yeah.
No, for real, because he's the wonder kid that nobody knows about, but he knows.
Yeah.
Who is Jose?
No, I'm not allowed to say he's Chris Wood. He's a Didier Drogba.
I didn't say
apparently. No, we was having a conversation and he didn't like
this
the fact that I referred
to him.
If you know nothing about football, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's my guy. Didier Drogba, man.
But yeah, Harry Potter, there's just so many spin-offs. So there's too many.
Yeah.
Like there's too many.
I like that you're all in for this, you know. That's
it makes
cool,
sense. Like there's so much that was missed out. And there's stuff that even I'm not gonna say the book misses out, but there's stuff that was there that the book didn't explore. It didn't have enough time to go down that road. Yeah.
Now, give us a couple examples before you go.
So, Luna Lovegood, super bookie girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She can see death. She can see death, but she can see certain animals that you can only see if you've seen death.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they let us know, yes, she's seen death. She's been through trauma.
Yeah.
And that's why she's a little bit, but... There's a real story behind that, and they could have explored that.
Yeah.
Same with no one even makes that much of a point of the fact that Mona Myrtle is old, but her ghost is mad young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that she was killed in the
what's his name? I need to rewatch these movies.
Bro, this brother, last time he was here, I rewatched, we call it Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2.
I need to
rewatch.
This
fired me up.
I need to
fired me up, bro.
Trust me, like, she was there. There's bare little stories. They don't even really talk that much about Ron's other brother. You know, like, obviously he's got the twins. Mm. And they're hustlers. Like, you get me? They've got their little shops and they're badding up the place and they're the bag of tricks. But there's the other brother who, like, works with dragons in Romania.
This is what I always wanted to see, because they mentioned it in the movie, by the way, him in Romania, by the way.
He's the truth.
Imagine we see him in Romania and we get Ron go visit him or something like that. And exactly. we just see.
And look at all the other schools. When they did, like, the Tri-Wizards Cup, you got the schools that came.
Yeah.
The schools that you had the little French girls.
Yeah, and we don't know any of those schools.
And obviously Victor Crumb.
And all that boys, yeah.
We don't explore Quidditch that hard. Like, there's too much.
What? I want a season of Quidditch. I want to understand the leagues, bro. I want to see the Champions League, bro, of Quidditch.
That's it. And you know what it is? Harry, obviously, is the seeker because he's the top flyer.
Yeah.
But really, them lot are fighting a battle on the pitch that he's not.
Do you reckon
he's not fighting? He's just playing his own game. He's just looking for this golden
thing. He's playing a game within a game. Yes. You're 100% right.
Real quick, do you reckon you'd be good at Quidditch?
I'm a top flyer.
I love it.
Bro, you're not getting it. Like, me on that scoreboard, I would have been.
Love it, man.
This is Yannick Balassi all over again. This is Yannick Balassi all over again.
We're talking about high fantasy.
Bro,
yeah, fair enough.
We can stay major balance.
Come on.
Get me? And grit and determination.
What position, Dan?
I'd be a seeker, but I'd probably be a bludger as well.
I knew he was going to say bludger.
You know?
You see me? I'm not on playing my own game, leaving my teammates to suffer. I want to help them as well.
He's a what's the guy from Newcastle? The midfielder.
Joe Linton. Zillion with
Long stuff.
No, but you see what I'm saying? I get it. I can be more than one thing at the same time.
Yeah.
You're a hybrid, yeah?
I'm a hybrid.
He loves that.
Half Essien, half Balak. Rap up, man.
He's
what I mean.
Hey, listen.
See me on a broom.
Hey, Warner Brothers, please. Savage Dad as a consultant on the show.
It has to be.
I beg you.
I'm sure he hasn't been contacted yet.
Come on, man. Yeah, bring it to real life. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Wandsworth.
Oh, I love that, bro.
Hey, that's the name, by the way. That's it.
Oh, if you ain't from the UK, just, you know, Wandsworth is the area. But it don't matter.
It don't matter.
That's Dan's story, but yeah.
Hey, Dan, let you go, bro.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
That was Dan. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.